You're listening to episode 99 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, Birth Tech Day Bonanza. I don't want to talk about this next one anymore. I don't know why.
Okay.
It sounded cool. It was the... Maybe I'll fake my way through it. It was just talking about the future of iOS and Android.
Yeah.
By Steve Chenny. He had some ideas. He listed off like 10 different points, I guess. On how he thought they would be different. What the heck? We'll go for it. I still want to talk about it. Essentially, he's like, Android is continuing to pull away on mobile share, but in the U.S., it's turning into be more like Coke and Pepsi. And so he's like, so that's where that's going to be sitting. And then he was saying that obviously the platform war is not just it's not just on mobile anymore. Which like, yeah, duh. He talks like it's going to really start to play in the Internet of Things and television and, things like that. And he's like, and it used to be a lot of what used to be Linux playgrounds is now suddenly becoming an Android playground because it's good enough to do what people would traditionally do using Linux.
Right.
And so he's like, so that's kind of that's a big change, if you will. He was talking about this idea of, Android plus ARM is really just, it's good enough to do those things. He was saying that, of course, battery-operated mobile devices are a huge deal. And so further integrating hardware, software, he's like, to retain performance edge is going to be big. And so far, Apple is, continues to be way ahead of everybody on that, just because the nature of the way they run their business. Let's see here. That was dumb. Where was this? There was this other one. Here he goes. He said that with iOS 7, he said that they've exposed some new APIs, aka iBeacon and AirDrop, for local networking. He goes, this is huge. He goes, because what it does, where was it? Oh, I'm sorry, I was one ahead. Because of things like that that they're doing, they're essentially going to kill off NFC. He's like, NFC is not going to go anywhere.
Which?
Here's the interesting part. He goes, because Apple has essentially replicated NFC using Bluetooth 4.0 and Wi-Fi.
How many years have I been saying that for? How many years have I been saying that for? At least half a year. It's been like a year and a half. Come on now. I've been saying this all the time. Bluetooth 4.0. That when they came out with it, I said that's the point.
You get. I know. So there you go. Steve Chenny agrees with you.
Good. And Steve Chenny's a big deal. People actually listen to him.
And what's cool about it is he says what they're able to do with their iBeacon. He goes, which, by the way, they're able to do this doing backwards compatibility to the iPhone S4. So they're able to go 2 years back with these with the iOS 7 upgrade.
Then they're always saying, that's right, Bluetooth 4.0 on the 4S. And that's when it came out. It has been 2 years. I've been saying this for 2 years. I feel like what's his name from the space movie. From Independence Day. I've been saying it.
Yes.
I've been saying it for 10 years. aliens are
coming.
Yes,
Russell something.
Russell Crowe, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not Russell Crowe.
No, you're right.
that was my original thought and went, no, that's not right. But anyways, it doesn't matter. He was saying essentially, he's like NFC. Bluetooth 4.0 is going to overtake it. Just like I think someone was saying, USB 3.0 is going to take over Thunderbolt. Because the way it works, you got the backwards compatibility. It's almost as fast, and we just don't need it that fast at this point in time. So anyways, so he was just like, yeah, Apple's not going to do NFC. They're just going to stick with Bluetooth 4.0, and they'll be able to do everything. Which you saw that kind of, the way they said that in the keynote. They're like, you don't have to go bumping phones around. You just... you're in the room, it just works. which is so much better, except when we start talking about payments and stuff, but maybe that's where the finger sensor thing comes in. Who knows?
Yeah, it is. It's what the authentication's all about.
Which, by the way, he was saying, you know, he was talking about Android is fragmented, and we looked at that article a few weeks ago that was talking about what it is, and he's like, from a user standpoint, you know, if you had a fragmented phone, phone, you know, it was different than everyone else, he goes, who cares? You know, it's your phone, you learn how to use it, no big a deal, right? You can have the fragmentation. He says where it starts to get into problems is when you start talking about these things that share, such as sharing locations, sharing your data, doing payment apps and short-range sharing stuff. He's like, because now all of a sudden, you know, when you're trying to come up with like a payment system for Android, you can't just like with Apple, it's obviously a lot less stuff to deal with, a lot less, you know, corner cases, whatever. And so he talked about this example of a Tile, which is this cool little, it's like a little square. It looks like it's a 1-inch by 1-inch-ish. I'm sure if I opened up the article, it would actually tell me. Essentially, you can put it on your keychain, and if you lose your keys, you just open up your app real quick, and because it uses, guess what? Bluetooth. If it's within like 150 feet, you know, pretty good range, it will tell you where it is on a map, like in your house, which I'm like, it's the beginning of the Internet of Things. I want a bazillion of those. And they're only like $30. They're not ridiculously expensive. But here's what's super cool about that one too. The Tile app or product is, let's say you do lose your keys and like at a restaurant or something, right? You can mark it as lost. Now, every single other phone that has that app and is running on it, if it comes in contact with it, without them knowing that it did it, it will then send the signal back to your phone saying, hey, we found your keys. Here's where they're at. You're like frozen. How long have I been talking to myself? Oh, no. Hopefully he'll come back. But anyways, I thought that was super cool because – and the reason why they were able to do something like that with iOS as opposed to Android is because the ecosystem's a little tighter. It's not as fragmented. So they'll be able to come up with more things like that. But anyways, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be crazy. You dropped off. That's okay. It happens. Let's see if he comes back. He may not. That may be the end of the podcast. I don't know. We'll give him half a second here to figure it out. But yeah, that what was the name of that Tile thing? Maybe I think that's what they're calling it. It's just called Tile. Yeah, it's like less than an inch in size. Oh, it's only $25. That's right. But for $19, you can pre-order it. And you can download the app even if you don't even have a Tile. But what's cool about it is you can use it with, like, you can put it in your wallet or in your purse, your keys, or all sorts of stuff. And yeah, it's a cool little product. If you want to learn more about Tile, let's do the podcast later.
All right. That's what I'll have to do because I just came back.
No problem. So anyways, I'm done with that article. It was just some new things.
That's cool.
And, then I talked about a new product.
Yeah. I caught most of it. I caught most of Tile. And cool. So my one thought was going to be, boom, I'm right. But the other one was, I did think that there is pretty interesting.
I'm sorry. Their what is pretty interesting?
I think it's bit per watt calculation. The idea that how many bits can you get per watt? That's kind of fascinating because his basic argument is that anything that's plugged in, it makes more sense to use Android. Anything that's not plugged in, it makes more sense to use iOS because iOS has better battery life in general, which is another thing that we've always been saying about. You know, you don't need as big a battery. So Apple's got them beat on that front, but not on others. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that goes forward, but it's definitely the trend that's taken on. So that's pretty awesome. How much time do we have?
We're getting pretty close.
Okay. So
you could probably do one more quickly.
All right, cool. I just wanted to say I'm probably going to get this because I'm not going to get something like this. I'm not going to get the Nokia 1040, even though I really want it because it's awesome. But I will need to, I suppose, or I do want a better camera. I've noticed that. I really like the camera on the iPhone's cool, but I want some sort of a solution, and Sony's basically coming out with this, like, wicked little camera that you like clip to your iPhone, and then it connects via, guess what, Bluetooth 4.0, and treats your iPhone as the, like, the viewer,
wow,
picture taker.
That,
I know.
That's interesting. That's huge. Because I, for a really long time, wanted to get a camera lens for my phone.
Yeah.
And the one that I actually wanted was like $200
yeah.
for it, because I was like, oh yeah, that looks neat. But their whole deal, and ultimately what I was like, because what I really wanted was I wanted to do wide angle and be able to zoom. Those were the two.
Right.
Those are the two. You know, the macro lens, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But, you know, that's, I would use it just for fun, but that's not like, I can justify it from a business expense standpoint to use the other two.
Right.
And so, but in my research that I was doing, what they were telling me, and I was just like, you know, learning about how cameras work, I guess. They were like, anytime you put a lens on top of a lens, it reduces your photo quality. And so they were like, so yes, it will make it wide lens. Yes, you can telephoto, but it will actually degrade your photo just a little bit because, you know, you now have spaces in between the lens. But oftentimes, because you're getting this other stuff that you want to mix up for it. Because I have noticed, you know, it's like if you're on vacation and you're taking a picture of like a monument or something, you're like, with your phone, man, it's hard to get the right angle, and it always looks smaller than what it should be.
Right.
And so for like real vacations, I guess, I traditionally would take my SLR with me so I could get those types of shots and they would look good. And I'm like, yes, that's awesome. And so, like I said, I looked into this one that was really cool. It was like $200 and all the pros recommended it. And then I finally went, you know what, there's these other little clip things that you put on. They're like little magnets they attach, and you can have a little bag and, you know, whatever. And it was like 60 or I think if you got all the additions, it was like $90 to go with
yeah.
it. And I was finally like, you know what, I might go with that because you get the little tripod out of it. You get these, I think it was, you get the telephoto, you get the wide, the fisheye, the macro. And
these are just optical lenses that attached on top of the optical sensor.
Yeah.
Right?
So you've got your camera. They make, which I was like, I got a cheapy case so I could get away with this. It's like a little, which I was, you know, half whatever, I didn't like it. It's a little metal band that literally glues or, you know, sticks. It's like a sticker to
yeah.
it. And then it just snaps on, and then when you're done, you snap it off. Of course,
cool.
I was also looking into getting a Morphe, and so then I was like, well, that case isn't exactly, let me take a, whatever that thing's
called. Can you think about this for a second?
Yeah, let me think before I destroy a case in order to do a camera lens. So I was like, and they're both $90, and I was like, oh, I got to make choices. But I still, especially for vacation type stuff and for taking professional photos, you know, because like if we get a rental, I want good photos, you know.
Yeah.
And for that one, I really want a wide. So it's like for the in-house, inside stuff, I want wide angle so you can get more of the room, see more of the stuff. But then for vacations, I wanted at least the ability to telephoto. If not, nothing, I want just a better lens. You know, let me zoom, give me a bigger, better picture, you know, whatever. So what do you got for me, man?
So this is Sony basically has built a camera that doesn't have they built a digital camera without a screen. That's all it is. It's a nice one, though, and it connects via Bluetooth. And the more I think about it, the more I think, gosh, I don't know if this makes sense. But what's cool is that it automatically imports all those pictures onto your iPhone right there, which actually tells me what I want is a really nice camera with Bluetooth.
Do they have those?
No, not yet, which is why I want one. And it's my birthday. Otherwise, I'd own one. I keep finding myself wanting to be able to zoom. That's what I want. I actually don't. I mean, yeah. Wide angle's cool.
If I didn't have to take pictures of properties, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, exactly. And I keep finding myself at these events again and again this year. Like, you know, in England, wanting to be able to zoom in on things to get a cool picture and be like, I guess I'll just scroll wheel in when I get it on my computer and crop it. You know, which it's not what I want. What I want is like, you know, I want something awesome. And I don't know. This basically what it is. Yeah, it's like all the different components. It's literally one of their like really high end, you know, cameras. You know, with like the digital zoom and everything, and like a 20 megapixel camera, and like the and the adjustable like glass lens. I mean, it's a nice camera without the screen and a Bluetooth chip instead. So it connects to your iPhone through some app, and then you just use your and like they've got a little clip so you can just like attach it to your iPhone, and now you've got like a full blown camera. Or you can set up like a tripod, and obviously it's Bluetooth, so it doesn't need to be directly attached to it. So you can like hold the camera up and like take pictures with your phone, which is pretty cool.
That's weird.
But like I said,
cool,
I think,
but weird.
I say what I really want, and I think what I need to start looking for is a Bluetooth camera, except that's probably expensive, and then you got two things to power charge, but you'd have to charge this one anyways. I want a better camera. You know what I really want? I want a Nokia 1040 camera once in my camera. Man, that's going to be the reason I don't get the 5S, and thankfully I don't get the 5S because I don't need it, and I don't really can't really justify it. But it's going to be the fact that it doesn't have a wicked awesome camera that's going to be like with like super digital zoom. That's the reason I'm gonna go away from it. But I'm gonna be able to wait for the 6 or whatever comes next.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe I'll go with an Android phone.
it's not totally out of question.
See, it'd be one thing if it weren't for the fact that obviously Nokia is coming up with the best camera, but the fact that Nokia is definitely going to be, you know, or not Nokia, Samsung is going to be coming out with another camera with a or a phone with a great camera as well pretty soon here. You know, the more rumor mills, that's going to be their they're going to start targeting. They realize that that's a weakness they have against Nokia, and they're going to do their best to negate that risk. You know, so weekends. I mean, and
that's cool, man. I will be interested to follow more into that because photography is something I'm interested in. So, you got any plans for your to celebrate your turning of age? However old you are,
not really.
I don't want to know. What is it? 28, 29, 30? What do you got?
23.
25? What was it?
27.
27. 27.
You know, I remember when you turned 27, and I remember thinking, oh, man, that is old.
That is old.
Which is like...
Which is still true, huh?
Yeah, it is. Because you're, like, officially past the, like, you know, like, 26, you're still in your 20s. 27, you're in your late 20s. Solidly. In your late 20s. I'm in my late 20s. Coming up on 30. A mere 3 years from now. I will be in Rio de Janeiro. And watching the Olympics. But, yeah.
I'll let you know how it feels in a little bit here.
Yeah.
Not in Rio, but...
just that number in general.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
That's all right. So are you doing anything fun? You know, are you going to go?
I don't know.
Go watch a movie?
I'm probably going to go and hoof it around Lincoln some more, but probably nothing big. I kind of have my big night on Friday night.
Fair enough. Cool.
Yeah, so.
Glad to hear it. Well, let's see. I've got an idea for this closing here. We'll see if I can do this. There's too much to coordinate. I can do this. So my idea was, we'll figure it out. So everybody, thank you for joining us. My name is James Furlow. My brother is Matthew Furlow, and we will talk next time. Thank you.